Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? How's it going? First off, let me say thank you to everyone that actually takes the time out to listen to my podcast. I had a friend of mine, Woody Battaglia, post a very nice message, and he shared my podcast, and that means a lot. So, you know, I'm starting to see my little numbers creep up, and I feel the pressure, you know? The few extra listeners that I get, man, it lets me know that people are listening. And with all the media out there, you know, all the podcasts, the thousands of podcasts, you know, ranging from various subjects. You got Hulu, you got Netflix, video games, the internet, YouTube. I mean, you have so much to occupy your time, so much to entertain yourselves with. And for someone to actually take the time out of their day, the 20 minutes out of their day to listen to my podcast, it actually really, really means a lot. So it makes me not feel as crazy when I'm sitting in my bed yelling into a microphone with no one around. So I want to thank everybody again for taking the time out to listen to my podcast. It really means a lot. Thank you so much. I feel like the Godfather. You know, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. There's always something going on in America. Some of it's kind of depressing at times, but it gives me something to talk about. The two things I want to talk about, actually, this episode might be a little short since I did an extra episode this month. I don't have the space on my account to put a long version. This is actually my third time doing this. I did a 25-minute podcast, and I don't want to take any of my old stuff down, so I was like, I need to re-record this and make this a little bit shorter. So, with that being said, a few things happened this week, and it's only Tuesday. One being since the whole Charleston church shooting massacre, there's been a lot of discussion about the Confederate flag and what it stands for, what it means to most, and what it stands for and what it means for some. And we also have the N-word debacle, quote unquote, that when President Obama was on Mark Maron's podcast, he said the word nigger, and of course the right, their head fucking exploded. So I'll be talking about those two topics. But real quick to go back, I wanted to get this podcast out a little bit early because I really want to watch the news and see what all the quote-unquote experts and academics and people who've written books and professors have to say about all of this stuff. But at the same time, I know they're going to make some really, really good points. And I don't want to have their ideas seep into my head and then they come across as my own on my podcast. So I try not to watch the news when this stuff happens. You know, I'll get the basics, but I really want to hear what a lot of these guys have to say, like Cornel West and Lamont Hill. I like to hear what those guys have to say about stuff like this. And I never want to repeat what they say or paraphrase what they say and it sound like it's coming from me. If I ever do quote people like that, I always make sure I cite that. And I never want something that sounds profound coming from me like it's my idea, you know? I would hate for people to be like, man, this dude's really got some good ideas, or man, that was really smart. I don't want people to say that and then find out someone else said it. So I just try not to watch the news before I do my podcast, because I want all these thoughts to be mine. And if we happen to say the same thing, it's just by coincidence. And it makes me feel good because, like, hey, I had the same thought process as some dude who's been a professor for 20, 30 years. So Like I said, so moving a couple steps back, I was watching some clips from Bill Maher, and I should have done my research, but there was a black woman on there, and they were talking about this shooting in South Carolina, and they're talking about the healing process in America, and she made a brilliant point that I never even thought about this until she brought it up. She goes, the healing process in America is black people just saying, hey, we forgive you, or it's okay. And I was like, man, that is so true. It's like, you know, America takes this sigh of relief when something like this happens after black people go, hey, man, it's cool. We understand it's not everybody. We'll let this slide. And America's just like, oh, God, thank you. Everybody relax. They're cool. You can put your guns down. They're not going to turn the country upside down. Like, that's as far as the healing process goes in America. As long as we're cool with it, there's not going to be any riots over some, like, serious, really serious things that have happened in the past. Like, the shooting or the church bombings. I mean, just heinous crimes against black people. When we're like, hey, we forgive you. We're going to pray for you. America's just like, oh, God. Thank God for God, because they're not going to do anything, you know? And I just found that very, very interesting and a very poignant point. And I had never thought about it. And, so this whole thing has sparked a debate about the Confederate flag, which is cool, but I feel like even though it's a great conversation to have, I feel like somehow it's kind of distracting to what really happened here. I don't think this guy would have not done it if there wasn't a Confederate flag flying over the state capitol, which I believe yesterday they decided to take down, finally. I have Southern white friends, and for some of them, that's a sign of a symbol. From what they told me, it's like, hey, man, I'm from the South. You know, I don't feel that way about black people. It's not a symbol of oppression or slavery to me. And it's just like, I get it. It might personally not be that way for you, but at the same time, that shit's hurtful to millions of people. A lot of people died under that. A lot of people were oppressed under that flag. I get it. It's like, but I don't really have any empathy for you, because it's not a great symbol. It's not a great sign of Southern pride for everyone. It might not mean that to you, but to mostly everybody else, it does. I'm looking at it like this. If you're a mechanic, right, and you're walking around with either a red or a blue bandana hanging out your left or right pocket. I'm not in a gang, so I couldn't tell you. I don't know shit about gangs. But if you go to certain parts of a city, a major city, L.A., Chicago, that bandana hanging out your pocket means something to them, and it can get you killed. Is it okay? No, it's not. But to certain people, that shit means something else. And you got to be aware of what you're doing. And this whole thing that it's part of your heritage, I'm not really buying it, man, just because you're from down south. And this is why, and this is how I tell you why. Because whenever black people, whenever we try to explain to others how we feel about a certain subject, or why the African American community suffers from a certain type of activity, or we do things a certain way, or we feel a certain way, and it can be tied back to our roots in slavery. It's something that's kind of in our DNA. We're kind of hardwired a certain way. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. There's a lot of shit we need to work out as a people. And when we try to tie that back to slavery, people go, come on, man, you weren't a slave. Why are you bringing that shit up, man? You weren't a slave. I don't know how that's affecting you today. There's a lot of things that happened to us a long time ago, but it didn't happen to us personally, but still affects us today. Again, it's something that's in our DNA. People jump down our throats about it. You're not a slave. Leave it alone. Stop talking about that. So based on that same logic, I will counter that and say, hey, there's no one in the South right now, no one that lived under the Confederacy. So you don't know what that South was like. So how can you claim that's part of your heritage when you never experienced it? Based on your same logic, how can you even claim a heritage that you've never experienced? Please explain that to me. It's like you're lost. It's over. Maybe it's just time to design some new symbol of Southern pride that everyone can be proud of. Now, moving on to yesterday's fiasco in the conversation about race, President Obama talking with Mark Maron used the word digger to I don't have the quote in front of me, but to paraphrase, he said, you know, just because it's not polite to use the word nigger in public, that doesn't mean that racism is over. That's not a measure of where we are racially in this country. And the right lost their mind. Obama uses the N-word in discussion about race. Man uses the word beak when discussing birds. They use it in context, but I will start off this quick little segment and say, I will say this. If there was a white politician that used that word in the same context, the outrage would be reversed. You would have liberals losing their mind, and all of a sudden, all the right-wing media coverage stations will want to talk about context. Why can't we have a real discussion about race? That's the thing that bothers me, too. Whenever bad things happen in the black community, you got these right-wing people, they always want to ask, where are the black leaders? It's like they don't even want the black leaders there to be uplifting. They want black leaders on national television talking about how fucked up black people are, what we need to do. We need to stop blaming these people. You need to pull yourself up by your bootstrap. These people are thugs. That's what they want to hear. They were so excited when Obama called those rioters thugs in Baltimore. So excited. But when this man has something honest to say about race, really in an uncandid conversation, when he was 100% honest, they couldn't handle it. A conversation about race for right-wing people is black people being honest about the skeletons and the negative stereotypes and things that are associated with black people. That's an honest discussion about race. Slamming your own people. But as soon as you slightly turn those tables a little bit, now it's race baiting. It's divisive. They're acting like this is the only president to ever use the word nigger. You got a white dude that walked into a church and killed 9 people because they were black. But yet they want to turn the shit on Obama because he said the word nigger in a conversation about race. And it's funny, they don't even want to talk about context. But when it comes to defending Duck Dynasty people, celebrity chefs, owners of a fast food place, pizza place, they want to defend their rhetoric about being anti-gay. Or against minorities, they want to defend that. They want to talk about context all day. But look, Obama says what he says. They lose their fucking minds. Overall, I feel like the racial situation in America is better. Even Obama said that. He's just like, you can't say it's not better. You say that to a black dude that lives in the 50s and 60s. It is better. I feel like race relations are a lot better now. I feel like the racial tension is up, but overall racial relations, I feel like it's better. There's just a lot of people who are upset that he's in the White House. And honestly, I feel like this whole nigger debate is just like, there's just people upset that they can't say the word nigger. There's a group of people, they're just upset. Why can't I say it? It's just like, hey, man, your ancestors overdrew from the nigger bank. There are no more withdrawal slips with your nigger. There's no nigger overdraft protection. Your forefathers have used up all their niggers. I'm sorry. You can't say it. It's just funny. When it comes to this word, they want equality, quote unquote. But when it comes to like equality for education or pay or living conditions or did I already say education? When it comes to equality for real shit, people are like, hey, man, life's not fair. But hey, how come I can't say nigger? You guys say it. That's just how it is, man. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Sorry that there's people out there who get the better education. I guess there's just some people who get to say nigger. But your kids get to go to better schools. So, I mean, if you really want to say it that bad, switch positions, I guess. You give up your children's right to good schools or you know, your pay. So you can say nigger and then let these people's kids go to your kid's school and you can take this guy's pay, right? You'll feel a lot better when you can just say that word. That just baffles my mind. That's where you want equality. It's like, I don't understand why you even want to say it. But there's the show. That's the show. Thank you guys so much. See ya. Peace.